This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. This is your host, Tim Link, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. I wanted to put together a special episode here. We're doing a little series of episodes, and it's all about me. Actually, it's about some of the projects I've got going on, some that I have done in the past that I want to bring into the forefront to highlight, and some that have been released or re-released recently, and that's the most important ones. We've re-released several of our audio albums as well as audio books, and there's a whole host of them to come, so we'll be doing more and more of these as they get released into distribution. We talked in one episode about the latest audiobook, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail, Conversations with Our Animal Friends. So that is now available at about 38 distribution points. So wherever you download your favorite audio and audio books, you're more likely going to be able to find it out there. So if you feel so inclined, take a look at that. And there's always a snippet that we leave, a little bit of a taste of one of the episodes. So you can take a look at that. The project that we're going to chat about today is one that is an audio album that we have produced and put out there. It's actually going out to about 37 different distribution points. So like I said, wherever you download your favorite audio tunes, your albums, your songs, wherever you like to download those, more than likely you're going to find this particular album out there, which is called Relax the Mind and Body Meditation. So, what does that mean? You know, relax the mind and body meditation. Well, as you know, I've been with animals and loved animals my whole life, but I've been working professionally with them, with individuals and institutions and their animals and their care and animals in their life for about 20 years now. And as part of what I do as a communicator and a consultant is I have to connect with the animals at a deeper level. I have to be able to open myself up, to breathe, to allow my heart to open up, my mind to open up, allow that consciousness to sort of shut off, allow my subconscious mind to open up, to be able to connect with them at a deeper level and to understand and allow them to share messages with me, whether it's words, colors, feelings, pictures, emotions, tastes, smells, however they want to communicate with me is how I have to be able to be open to that. And as part of that is, in addition to being a Reiki master, so I'm a Reiki master and practice Reiki with animals, and that helps me connect with them energetically. But before each Reiki session and before each communication session, I go into a little meditation. Now, I want people to know, some of you may be pros at meditation. Maybe you do meditation on a daily basis. Maybe that you even recorded your own meditations out there. But I realize that meditation can be pretty scary to some people, because when most people think about meditation, you know, they often think about sitting cross-legged or crisscross applesauce, as they say, sort of in a lotus position, getting down the floor and trying to clear all the thoughts from your mind. Or sometimes they think that, you know, they have to be like the Tibetan monks doing chanting mantras in temples far away, or even local. I've had the opportunity to sit with the Tibetan monks and sit on the floor with my legs crossed and do the mantras and the chants, which was a fantastic experience. But I will have to say my rear side got a little numb and my legs got sore. So I'm not as intense with them and makes it a little bit hard to be able to focus and to open myself up. But it was a great honor. You know, both of those, you know, are forms of meditation, and guided meditation is one that I'm a big fan of as well. But meditation to me is more than that. It really is a matter of clearing yourself to allow all messages to flow through, to receive messages that come through, to clear your mind of the monkey minds of the world, as we say, and to be able to get in that relaxed state and let that subconscious open up. So, you know, meditation is more than just the chants and the mantras and the guided meditations, but it can be also things like gardening, listening to music, going for long walks in nature, Anything that really allows your mind to shut off for a while, put away all the thoughts of the world and all the thoughts of going on in your life during the day, and allow that subconscious to come through. And that's what we're really talking about with meditation. Now, for me personally, I prefer a guided meditation. I like listening to the music. I like listening to a voice to help keep me focused in what I'm hearing and eliminating distractions that are trying to enter my mind. You know, it provides physical relaxation. It provides the opportunity for me to deep breathe and to clear myself, both mentally, physically, and emotionally. And the guided meditation or the narrator leads you down a path to open yourself up and to hopefully achieve a little bit higher state of consciousness, gain greater focus, open your creativity and your deeper self-awareness. It can also help you relax and provide a peaceful frame of mind. Meditation before sleep can also help promote better sleep and improved health. So there's a lot of benefits within the meditation. All I ask is you to find a method that you prefer, that allows you to be able to open your mind, open your heart, to be able to receive messages, clear yourself, and allow the consciousness to shut off for a little while and to open up your subconsciousness. And keep in mind with meditation, there's no length of time. You know, if you can still weigh 5 minutes a day, if you can do 5 minutes multiple times a day, or you can go into a deep meditation state for many minutes at a particular time, whatever tends to work for you, I encourage you to do so. Now, with the album Relax the Mind and Body Meditation, what I do is try to provide you with some pleasing music and a way to be able to clear yourself and to get in that relaxed state. And so, you know, each time you meditate and you listen to Relax the Mind and Body Meditation, each time it'll be a little bit different experience. So I want you to be aware of that. Sometimes you'll come away relaxed, and other times you may have an epiphany, you know, great idea about something for which you've been seeking guidance on or thinking about, or something that's just come to you out of the blue, as we say. This particular meditation, Relax the Mind and Body, will allow you to do that. So I want you to listen to it and really don't have any preconceived ideas about what is supposed to happen. I want you to allow whatever happens to come through and to trust what you're receiving and to be able to clear yourself. So there's no such thing as, you know, as a successful or unsuccessful meditation. What is right for you during your meditation experience may be different than someone else's. You know, so basically I encourage you to find the right meditation that works best for you and allow that to clear yourself and to open your mind. And I'm hopeful that you'll choose to listen to Relax the Mind and Body Meditation. Add that to your practice, whether you meditate daily or hourly or every once in a while, whenever you need that time to be able to relax and to clear yourself, open your heart, open your mind, to get away from life for a little while, and to be able to connect with all the energy around you. Hopefully you'll find that the album Relax the Mind and Body Meditation will help you guide down that path. So I'm going to leave you today with a little sample of the meditation, Relax the Mind and Body. And sit back, get comfortable, take a listen, maybe get a little bit more relaxed, and maybe it'll open you up a little bit. And if you enjoy it and it resonates with you, then you can definitely pick yourself up a copy and do a download. You can find the Relax the Mind and Body meditation at your favorite audio distribution streaming platforms, things like Amazon Music and Apple Music, iTunes. You can find it on Google Play, iHeartRadio, Napster, Spotify, Pandora. You can also find it on YouTube Music, Facebook, and TikTok. So if you're putting together a video and this particular Relax the Mind, the Body meditation resonates with you and works well with your video platform, you can find it on there and include it in your video platforms. So everybody, get relaxed, take a listen, enjoy yourself, have a great day, Relax the Mind and Body Meditation from Tim Link. Thank you. Close your eyes and we're going to relax the body. Okay, place your hands on your diaphragm. And I want you to take a breath, deep breath in, hold it for a count of three and release. So begin, breath in. One, two, three, release. When you release that breath, release it quickly and feel your body starting to relax.
Once again, take a deep breath in. One, two, three, release. One more time. Take that deep breath in and hold it. One, two, three, release. Feel your body relax. You need to leave your hands on your diaphragm if you wish, and naturally feel that breath coming in and be released out. Let your body take normal breaths in and release them out.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.